be honest. You know deep down you're here for more. You feel the calling. There's something you're here to do. But as soon as you start working on yourself, life interrupts and you're zapped back to reality. You feel like you're stuck in the messy middle, the space between being a mom and this deeply profound spiritual being. But what if I told you you don't have to choose one side or the other, that you can exist in both? Hi, I'm Kate. I'm a neurospicy conscious mama, human design projector, and shaman here to guide you into raising the vibration of the collective, one small practice at a time. I invite you to let me guide you on this journey of growth, healing, and expansion. I'll equip you with the tools and the resources to be your own healer, to strengthen your discernment and give you the actual tangible embodiment pieces that you can apply in your day-to-day life, in the little moments between making dinner, picking up your kids, or whatever it is for you, because your spiritual growth doesn't have to be another thing on your to-do list. Pop your earbuds in, and let's pretend each episode is our weekly commitment to join each other on my virtual couch for deep conversations about things like how the patriarchy serves no one, embracing your feminine energy in an actual, tangible way, and what it's like to actually break generational trauma so you can know yourself deeply, shed your old self, and move into this new paradigm. Don't let your spiritual growth sit in a box collecting dust in the attic of your mind. Let's navigate it together in the space between.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Space Between podcast. I am Kate. If you're new here, send me a message on Instagram. Say hi. Say that you just found this podcast and you're binging it and you're loving it, or send me a message below on SpeakPipe. Welcome, welcome. I am excited to do a little bit more of an off-the-cuff kind of episode today. I want to have a conversation with you about new paradigm, life, and business. As projector, I feel like I've been put on this wonderful, chaotic planet to help usher in this new paradigm of the changes we're going to be experiencing. We're already seeing some of those. Any projectors in my world also relate to this. We've been doing growth for a while to be able to support others as they enter into their growth journeys and start shedding things and healing and growing and expanding and all of those wonderful, fun things. All of us millennials on this journey of reparenting ourselves and inner child healing and doing things differently, right? Gentle parenting. Am I right? All right. So just a little backstory. This is me embracing my Freak to Genius channel that I have in my human design chart. It means that a lot of things that I say, people are going to be like, I have no idea what she's talking about. And that's fine. I've made peace with that. But I'm trying to embrace it more. And this episode is another attempt at that, is speaking life into things that in a few years people are going to look back and be like, oh, that's what she was talking about. And I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. Here I am to do these things. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about, like, first of all, what do we mean when we say new paradigm? Maybe people are like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. Things are changing. Things are shifting. What used to work is no longer going to work. Okay. We had some changes within Pluto moving out of Pluto moving out of Capricorn and moving into Aquarius. This is where she's going to hang out for a little bit. I'm not an astrology person, but this is what I know to be true that's going on astrologically. If you need some astrology recommendations, I recommend Cosmic RX or Maddie Murphy, or you can definitely check out Cosmic Laundry, Giselle and Chantel. They're amazing. So those are my astrology peeps that I always do shout outs to. So changes are coming. Changes are happening. There's a lot of change going on right now. So what does that mean for you individually? What does that mean for the collective? Okay, so let's speak to you individually. As individuals, we are becoming pickier. Now, I know for me, I'm very, very mindful of the energy that I allow into my life, the people that I'm around, okay, and what I will and will not put myself around. So from a strictly service-based perspective, I'm going to give you this, okay? When I am looking to get a massage, my massage therapist also has Reiki, okay? That's important to me. Why? Because I know that they're regularly clearing their energy. I know that they have great energetic hygiene. I also know that they've done the work, okay? And they're not going to be bringing things into our interaction. I know that they're going to assist me on a deeper level of clearing my energy, and they're just going to bring a different heightened level to things, okay? Other examples I'm going to give to you. Ritual haircuts. People going for haircuts that are rituals, that is a elevated experience feeling more supported, getting something done that you're already getting done. Okay. Do you see a theme here? Okay. New paradigm business that exists is people that can, that have done the work, that are heart-centered leaders, that can hold space for you and your emotions and all of the complexity and the duality that you are. Okay. And can hold space for all of it. If you are a service provider listening to this, my advice for you in the years to come is to evolve or die. Okay. This is what's going to be coming. So if you are a massage therapist, if you are a teacher, if you are a healthcare provider, if you interact with someone in any way, shape, or form, the new level of things is going to be someone who can hold space, who has capacity, who brings an energetically clear and clean space to things. Okay, that is the way of the future. Someone who is heart-centered, someone who will see you, meet you where you're at, okay, who holds a different energetic space, an elevated energetic space. That is what's going to happen moving forward. So if you're a service provider listening to this, you're like, cool, how do I step into that, right? Deeper authenticity and alignment, doing the soul growth, doing the work, not letting your past define your future. More specifically, in my opinion, doing some sort of spiritual work, maybe receiving your Reiki attunement, something I hope to be offering here in the future. Okay. Having the ability to meet yourself where you're at so you can better meet people where they're at. Okay. Making peace with yourself. Things have happened to you, going on that journey to then be able to better hold space for others, being able to offer an elevated experience, because this is what people are going to be looking for. It's what I'm looking for. If I'm going to get some sort of esthetician service done and I'm going to be spending a length of time with individuals, right? Think about going for a massage. You're spending an hour with that person. I want to spend an hour with someone whose energy isn't going to drain me, right? Not something that I have to rid myself of after I leave. Not something that I need to, you know, that it feels good to be around them. They're not bringing things into that situation. Okay. Elevated experiences. Things that are not elevated, things that are not supportive are going to go by the wayside. Is it going to happen right away? No, but this is what we're going to shift into. Now, this is things I offer if there's individuals who want to work with me specifically to be able to step into the offering elevated experiences to their clients, people they work with, right? How to step into that. That is, you know, some of the work that I do. So if that's of interest to you, again, reach out. But being able to offer that, okay? Now, this is going to carry over to life as well, right? We're already seeing this, like humanity in general, collectively. There's a lot. It's both and, right? There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of fear. There's a lot of, you know, things that are coming up to be cleared, right? Coming up to be released. And within that, we are returning to more kindness, more love, more compassion, right? That is elevated. So being able to hold space for someone, right? Being able to have that awareness and hold space for yourself and meet yourself where you're at and be compassionate with yourself to then be able to do that for others as well. So doing the work to be able to be a space holder for others, right? Okay, the next piece of this, again, I feel like I talk about this all the time. I do talk about this all the time because it's important, is the authenticity piece, okay? That is new paradigm, life and business is very much going to be that authenticity, right? Owning who you are, standing strong in who you are, showing up boldly in who you are, unapologetic in who you are, right? So ways, again, that you can do that, healing those relationships you have to maybe being visible, showing up. In this new paradigm of life and business, people are going to want connection. They're seeking connection, right? So you need to be able to be connected to yourself, your vision, your voice, your purpose. I don't love the word purpose, but this vision you have for yourself, right? Your relationship to your authenticity and how you show up in the world. Okay, so that was just a little baby taste of an episode. Some things that have been on my heart that I want to share. As things evolve and grow, I'll be speaking to this more, but just to begin to step into, like, the purpose for this work is, of course, for yourself, but then for others as well, collectively, that we're coming together and connecting in other ways. Right? That we're sharing in other ways, that we're experiencing each other in other ways. And this is how things are shifting towards. in my opinion. So I hope you enjoyed this. Again, if you have any questions, please reach out. If you have any insights or aha moments or any like, I love that, send me a message. You can message me below on SpeakPipe or feel free to reach out on Instagram, and we will chat with you next week. Bye.